Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, September 25, 2019. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. We are here once again. God, I hate saying that. We are here once again, and we shouldn't be, because there's no reason for us to be, I guess, unless Ray wants to tell us something. Ray, you got anything you want to tell us? You already told us.
You mean like updates?
Yeah.
I'll tell that. I'm not going to tell anything else.
Okay.
Let's see. I did post yesterday. I put it in chat. I didn't get around to putting it in the update section, but it was information, at least for those who that had board access. Texas exchanges are to report to their respective locations today at 8 a.m. Now, this was yesterday's information, yesterday morning. Other states are already on the scene. Also, some banks are supposedly sending out emails, but we were not sure of the content yet. And so that was information that went out early yesterday morning. And that's it.
Okay. So, just so you guys know, and I'll be the first to tell you if you didn't already know, yesterday morning, we were told that we were going to get the 800 numbers again. So they did have a meeting. They said that you were going to send them out yesterday. So we waited all day yesterday. We had them check the list. And both Ray and I are both on the list. So they listed us separately on the list and sent them to both of us, which is okay because we're sure we're going to get them that way. And guess what? We're still waiting for them. But somehow during their briefing, they told me it was going to happen yesterday. Did not happen. Has not happened so far today. But I do know, and they told us, they want it done prior to Monday, even though they're not going to give the exact day or moment. It'll be done prior to Monday. Our guy in Iraq said the coming days they were supposed to be international and we should see a rate change. Now, they were actually told, so I'll tell you, they were actually told today that it was going to happen. That they were going to, now, this is, as I told you guys, Ray, you keep some noise. As this is, I tell you guys that the business group and business owners had a separate training from the citizens. So in contrast, they had their own training. They separated them. So they gave them a little bit more information, some different information as it applies to them. And supposedly, as of today, they were supposed to be international. They told them they could send international wires, things like that, and it would be at a new rate. That's what they were told. So whatever didn't happen, supposed to happen, is going to happen, hasn't happened yet. The closest thing even to it is, Tisha let me know, because I like to give her credit for stuff that she does. And she does a lot. But anyway, CBI site was down for 3 hours, came back up, and it now has a currency converter on the site. So when they said it was down for maintenance, that's the only thing that you can see that they did was added a currency converter. So you can actually go to the CBI site, CBI.IQ, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and it has a currency converter. Now, right now, the rate should equal, it was in a black screen. Above it, you can see the actual number. It says U.S. 1190. If you go down to convert, which I did, put in $1, and what is it equal, it's blacked out, and under is blacked out. But all I did was enlarge it because I could see something there, and the actual number is there. So you can see it even though they have it blacked out. and it was still 1190. So what I'll see is when it goes live, those two black portions will probably go white like everything else, and you'll be able to convert as much as you want. But the number you really want to see anyway is already at the top, USD, it says 1190. So nothing has changed on their site at all. Good news is every one of our bank people, everybody is just saying, we're just waiting to go. We're done. They're done. Somewhere in here is going to say go, and we're going to go. The rates are there. Everybody knows what their procedures are. And they're just sitting there waiting for us once again. There is nothing to be done except pick a date and time to go. And it's supposedly somewhere between now and Monday morning, the rate is going to pop out and we're going to get started. And that, folks, is the news of the day. What else is going on, Ray? Anything?
That's it.
All right, let's do it then.
All right, let's see. First question up is Nanny Brand says, if the coins are coming out, they won't have any value without an RV, right?
That's correct, Nanny. Whenever they come out, they won't have any value without an RV. Okay.
All right.
Who's next?
Homeboy. With supply and demand, how would the world economy absorb such an infusion of cash or cash equivalents without creating worldwide hyperinflation?
Okay, who's next? But we didn't answer that 1,000 times, and we keep asking it over and over again. All right.
Markster says, my birthday is the 3rd of October. What are the chances of having it rich?
Great. I'd like to tell you 100%, but I can't. But according to the plan, 99.9% chance you're going to be rich on your birthday. And I don't know what you call rich because it's relative to some people. It's 10,000 and some people it's 10 million. But should the RV occur prior to your birthday, that is the plan right at this moment.
Okay. Mohammed 68. Is it possible to give the rates for the Iranian rial? Last rates we received, $7, give or take.
It was how much?
$7.20, $7.50. It's supposed to be just under that $8 dinar rate, so it puts it in the range, $7.50, $7.20. That's the last thing I have.
Oh, man, you just reminded me of something. No, what I have is, let me see. I actually want to say thank you to somebody because they sent me some in an envelope. Okay. Well, I absolutely appreciate it and everything else, guys. We're just adding more sanctions onto Iran. I just don't see how this is going to happen. I mean, I hope it does for everybody, especially me now that I got some. Anyway, no. But I just don't see it. It just don't make sense to me. Damn. I'm telling you. But, okay. Hold on. Let me do this real quick before you go because I got it. I like to think this. So, Teresa in Philadelphia sent me a 100,000 Iran note. And, just so you all know, she sent Ray one too. But anyway.
Oh, really?
What she said.
Better go check my mail. Oh, yes. Okay.
I absolutely want to thank her for that. Absolutely. Want to thank her for that. Okay. And, it's just amazing sometimes what you guys do. And that was. And Clarence and Ella. Clarence and Ella I just got to say, because this is kind of special to me. Clarence is, where they are? Clarence is 87 and Ella is 74. And, you know, notes and messages from my elders, because they're my elders, just always and things that are going on in their life make me feel good. And the fact that I can help them in their life. So, but they also sent me a 500 million Zim note, which I didn't have. And now I hope all the stories we're hearing are true. So anyway, I really wanted to say thank you to those two.
And if not,
and
if not true, then you can poke your lip out with everyone else who's going to poke their lip out. And then we'll say we told you that it might not be true.
Yeah, it's crazy if it is. But thank you to those people. I really wanted to do that. All right.
Yes, thank you, Teresa. She kind of fooled me because she wrote on it, do not bend, pictures.
Yeah. So. I said, what is she sending me a picture of? I couldn't, it was funny. I said, oh, it is a picture, though. So. All right.
Okay.
What's next?
Dreamer 7 wants to know, is Oki okay? Last we heard,
you know,
he was okay.
Last I heard, he was okay. If I thought about it, I would call him too. But let me see. Oh, yeah, last I heard, I haven't heard anything negative. Hold on a second, Ray. Hold on.
A long second, but anyway, ALN Gene says,
wait, were you talking to me?
No, I was going to go ahead and stick the next question.
Oh, all right, just so you guys know, I just called Oki, it went to voicemail, so unfortunately, I was going to bring him on, let you guys say hello, but all right, what's next?
Okay, A.L. Jean says, when you say 50 mil for dinar to get the contract rate, are you saying $50 million after the exchange or 50 million dinar to exchange? How about none of the above? We never said 50 million dinar for anything regarding the contract rate. Now, the 50 million cap that we had been told was on dong, and 20 on dinar, but that is on the actual currency that you are exchanging, not the dollar amount that you would receive.
And now even that has gone away, as I understand it, with the dong. The banks are saying they haven't been given any limit on the dong. The limit's probably still there on the dinar, but no limit on the dong. All right.
And who would like to wager a small bet with me that there is one? Let me know. Text me. Let me know how much you want to bet. And I'm only going to go as high as $1, but still, you let me know what you want to bet. And we'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
Believer 2 says, if the real is in the first basket, would that mean it would be legal for us to exchange it then? I believe the U.S. still has sanctions against Iran, so is that a problem?
I think it's going to be a problem, guys, because it just doesn't make sense. How they're telling every other country not to use it or not exchange it, but we're going to go and exchange and take it off. Just doesn't make sense to me. But they're saying it's still in the basket. It's going to revalue. But you got to remember, even when Iraq, before it revalued, and they were saying the rate was 222, 228, it was in our OFAC list, so, I mean, you still couldn't have changed it. All right. Who's next?
Jambi 67. Do we know how the go will happen? Does someone tell someone, or is there a signal of some sort? Maybe someone clicks a master switch? How will the bank screens turn green for exchanges to begin?
Yeah, I was going to say they're going to send up smoke screens or something, but anyway, we have no idea. They're going to send them a message or a memo or electronic message or whatever, and then whoever's in charge of that exchange is going to tell their people, get ready. The 800 numbers are going out, and the call is going to start. I mean, nobody knows exactly how it's going to get all across the country. I mean, I haven't even asked. They're just saying they're waiting for a go, which means they're waiting for somebody to tell them the 800 numbers have been released so they can sit down at their desk and start waiting for the phones to start ringing. That's the only part they have with this. The other part is between the Treasury and the bank CEOs, and I'm sure they're not going to tell us how they're going to do that. Okay, what's next?
That's it. I just need to make a public service announcement. Then we'll talk live to folks.
Uh-oh.
My chair has character, and it's been with me a long time. And the reason that I don't lubricate it is because every time it squeaks, it reminds me of all the time I've spent sitting in this chair gathering information for the rest of you. So that's why it's squeaking, and I'm not going to lubricate it. Because it's a good reminder.
Okay.
312 area code. You are live.
Hmm.
312. You on?
Nope.
Okay. You're off. 281 area code. You're on.
Hi guys. How you doing?
Hi there.
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Hey, Mr. Ray.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I am fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, listen, you know what my question is going to be? What I asked before. I want to know, do I have time to go buy some Odone?
Absolutely. All depends on when you plan on buying it.
I don't have an 800 number yet. Hang up the phone and go. Just to make
what
sure.
What did you say, Mr.
I said it all depends on when you plan on buying it.
Oh, I can't go till tomorrow. I got stuff going on today. But I just,
oh, well, you might not have time, though. I just thought you meant
right
now.
You might be.
We don't know when the 800 number is going to come out. They come out this afternoon. They thought they were coming out yesterday. That's what they told us. And we waited. They didn't. They could come out today.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though. If I buy some Dawn and we get the 800 numbers and we make the appointment and it hasn't came back, when I get that and I've already went and exchanged, do I call back the 800 number to get another appointment just to go in and get it at the regular rate? Because it's going to be
When you go do your first appointment, you tell him you have some more under the way, and he should advise you what to do at that time.
Okay, yeah, because it's going to be more than I can go to the teller.
Okay.
Yeah, once you do your exchange, you should establish a rapport with whoever your exchanger is. And especially if they're getting a commission on any of the activity, they will want you to call them direct so they can bring you in to do additional transactions. That would be my thought.
Sounds reasonable, yeah. Yeah, because I'm just going crazy buying down.
There you go.
Okay. Well, you said bye-bye, so, honey, I've been buying.
That's right. I keep mine until they
say
it's here.
If I could today, I'd go pick up what I bought yesterday. Because it's not taking 2 days.
$2, $4, or $6. That's $2 million, $4 million, or $6 million extra a week for $50. I don't give a
right.
47 cents. That's $400,000
right.
for $50. How can you beat that deal?
That's true.
And you don't.
Okay. That's true.
KB, you don't need to rush to go get it. You're forgetting some of the phrases
yeah.
that we have been using. You remember the one, it gets greater later?
Yeah.
Or if you plan to negotiate on the rate, you don't need to rush. Just when you get it, go down and talk the talk.
Go down and
you mean
talk
rush,
talk.
Rush to exchange it. You better rush to get it because you don't know when it's going to be over. So every day, that'd be my first priority.
Well, I mean, she's already paid for it. She don't need to rush to get it. That's paid for. That's locked down. You just have to
yeah,
go
it's
get
just
it.
Sitting there. It's just sitting
oh,
there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about getting some more. Okay.
No, I bought it yesterday.
Picking it up.
Okay.
I bought it yesterday, and I paid for 2 days, which they've been coming back the next day anyway. So that's a good thing.
Yep, that's a good
and
thing.
And then I went, like I did Friday, and it came back Monday. So I think that's pretty good. Instead of the 2 day thing, it's coming right back in 1 day.
You paying extra to have it come back in 2 days?
Just the $7.
Have you calculated the lost opportunity on that?
Well,
no.
They told me
waste
the only
not,
thing
want
that they
not,
have.
Dear.
The only thing that they're telling me at the bank is they're not doing 1 day anymore. They can't. They will not take if you pay 1 day. 1 day used to be $14.
But you don't
they
need
said they
1 day.
Need 2 days.
All you need to do is lock in on the sale. The sale is locked in.
Oh, you're talking about
you
if I don't pay it and then it comes
it.
Standard. I got
it.
I'm
not trying to tell you what to do, but just to make sure that
I understand what you're saying. No,
you
I understand what you're saying.
Differently. Yes, ma'am.
Just let it
it's
come
good.
Back to the bank standard. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got what you're saying. Okay, guys.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Let's just hope that we get some info this afternoon.
All right.
Hey, where did you go to school at?
I went to school at Lamar Consolidated in Richmond, Texas, and then I went to Master Educational Christian School. And then I ended up going to Tampa State in Florida and then Virginia College.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
You were going to say somebody. You were going to say something. You were getting ready to say something about Texas. Mr. Ray, I already know he's going to say something about Texas. Mr. Ray got me with the boot end.
Oh, God. I will tell you all this, and I hate that it happened, but it is the honest to God truth. So I will tell you all this. I did ask. When I was a recruiter for the Air Force, I had this girl graduate on Monday from college. She came in, it was a Friday, and she came in and took the test to go into the Air Force as an officer, and she failed the test. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was just like, okay. So I said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you go in enlisted, and once you get in, you show them you got your degree, and then you can become an officer while you're already in. So I gave her the high school test, and she failed the test.
Stop it.
And I'm saying, how do you be 2 weeks out of college with a BA and fail a high school test? It was ridiculous, but it was
she knew the right
college.
Yeah, right. Now, Mr. Tony, are you trying to say this lady was from Texas?
No, actually, the school she went to was Jacksonville State. But anyway, I know there's some others out there just like that. Yeah, they probably all in Texas, but anyway, let's go to the next one.
Stop it. All right, well, you all have a great day. We look forward to hearing back from you all with the 800 number.
Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Thank you.
865 area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. I appreciate the insights and nuggets that you are sharing, and appreciate the fact that your chair has stayed very steadfast as well, Ray. We appreciate that. We don't want you to be hurt. Couple of things here. How relevant is it to be even watching what is going on at the UN General Assembly? The Iraqi president spoke earlier this morning. Interesting comments that were being made there, but anything that we should even be caring about on that?
I don't know of anything, and we haven't been told of anything because they already have a time frame done. Like I said, when they went to their training on Saturday, they were told that they should be international today. That's what they were told. So, and that they would be able to do international wires and everything else. Hasn't happened today. 800 numbers didn't happen yesterday either. So everybody's quiet. But I do know that they're doing everything they can for this to be over with by the 30th of September. That is something they want. Now, not on the 30th. They said by the 30th, but who knows? So I don't see anything that's occurring at the UN making any difference at all.
Okay. Well, this is interesting, your description, because initially you said they were wanting it to be done prior to Monday. Then you came back and you clarified prior to Monday morning. And now, just now, you were saying by Monday morning, which was curious whether or not the nuances to all of that. And, of course, Monday being the 30th, that certainly gets them to the end of the month. And is it that they are recognizing, because of all the number of kind of false starts that they have had thus far, that this has given them the backup time frame of that they would have the 30th to conclude it by if they haven't done it by Monday morning or prior to that sort of thing? Did they give you any rationale for why?
Yeah, they wanted it done before the next quarter so they can start the quarter off. And they wanted it done when the rest of the world starts off their physical year.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody will be starting clean and together and not have a change. So that was the goal of why it was supposed to be completed by the first. I mean, that was the rationalization to have it completed by the first.
Bookkeepers and accountants would really like that as well. So I can hear them in the background going, hip, hip, hooray, that's what they are starting to try to do. Okay, well, 10 days from whenever this happens. We know that now we're getting into, you know, the early part of October, but that's when the TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to be in full swing. And again, appreciate the nuggets. It looks like it's going to be a well-found Wednesday or a terrific Thursday, as the case may be. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks again,
Thank
guys.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey. Somebody wants me to tell you to stop exposing my hints or something. It's okay. She
All
doesn't
right.
expose them. She clarifies them for everybody else, just so you guys know. Because I already put them out there. Okay, go ahead. Who's next?
805 area code. You are on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my
call.
Hey,
good morning.
And good morning, good afternoon. And again, thanks for everything you do. Just a real quick one. Last time you said 498 for the dong. Has there been any clarification on the contract rate?
Contract rate is 2850. Hasn't changed.
On the dong.
Oh, on the dong. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you said six, but that was when it was at 220-something, and now it's supposedly at 498.
I haven't heard a change of it, though, just like we didn't win the dinar when it changed. I have not. As a matter of fact, I haven't even asked to tell you the truth because I'm just assuming it's at 6. But when it comes out, will go through that. So I did not ask if that contract rate had changed.
And is the rates on the screens the last time at 498, is that still a viable number?
We didn't get any other updates, so I would say yes.
Okay. All right, you guys. See you in Vegas, and thanks so much for everything.
All right, thank you,
sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, G-Man in PA, you're on.
G-Man. Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Good afternoon,
hey,
sir.
How you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all that you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal and rally, rally, rally so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ray.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, 360 area code, you are on.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good morning, how are you?
Well, I hate to brag. I'm not in the truck today, which is probably why you recognize my voice as opposed to my questions, because I called
on
it.
On Monday. Yep, I did recognize it, but you know what? I mean, I did as you started talking. But it doesn't matter because I got 50 texts. Everybody else was telling me who you were. So anyway.
first question. God, that's funny. I was on the board this morning. A couple of people asked me if I was who I was. And then after I answered them, I thought, I wonder if I am who I am. But I think I am. So we'll go with that. Tony, just the first question I got is, was that you were describing that gal that had come into you when you were a recruiter? Was she a UCLA grad?
No, Jacksonville State.
No,
that was Jacksonville State. I understand the whole UCLA USC thing. I understand. So yeah,
you got a good memory. Okay, now, on a little more serious side, I was thinking because every time I've gone to a couple different credit unions, they tell me there's no maximum on the amount of deposits they can take. So when we go to exchange is it your understanding that we'll still be allowed so many checks at the exchange process to be able to transfer money without being subject to the 500,000 limit that would cause the suspicion? I think it's 500,000 that you said might be a warning flag and hold fund transfers up and so forth?
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, if you're doing it electronically or you're doing cashier's checks, because any checks for large numbers are going to be held up anyway, guys, just normal, because there's just going to be so many of them flying around. But if you're doing cashier's checks, and that's what they say, go to the bank and get them, you don't have an issue even if you go over the 500. But they meant wiring out more than $500,000. Those wires will go slower than usual. So, you know, you can wire some money and they'll be there in 2 hours. That's not going to be the case during the RV period, is what they're saying.
So there's no way to facilitate transferring funds when it comes to kind of divesting on day one.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a lot of stuff going on. So I don't know if I would try it. Again, even if you took a cashier's check from the bank to the credit union, you know, if it's $1, $5, $10, $20 million, they're going to put a 90-day hold on it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And would you accompany that with a clean and clear letter?
I would, just hoping that it'll go faster. But any branch you go into, they're not going to be able to authorize that. You have to go to the main location, sit down, talk. Hey, man, I'm trying to put $50 million in my account, $20 million. We need to expedite this, or I'm just going to leave it where it is. So what do you want to do?
I was just thinking that the sooner we can divest, I am a little bit leery with all this repo stuff going on that Citibank or Chase, they're folks that are, you know, there's a lot of money at stake. And I don't know whether or not ours would be enough money to forego any sort of bailout or need for a bailout that they would have. So
this is what I'm thinking, and I understand. All right, we see nothing now in the news or in the paper. I mean, if you're paying attention, especially in the finance section, except for upcoming recession, about the rich people who are now holding on their money. They're not diversifying, but they're not even putting it out there in the market. They're putting it on hold. Guess where it's on hold at? In the banks. Okay? They're still sitting there. They're just not putting it into anything because they're predicting a recession. So I don't see, first of all of us, well, not all of us, most people have enough to make it through it if it is. But putting it in the right places, diversifying. I mean, I got to put some in the credit union, I think it's safe. But I think our country as a whole right now, when the RV happens, is going to have so much extra money that's being generated off this. I mean, you know, the Treasury's not giving us all the money. The banks aren't giving us all the money. So the banks are going to generate money off of this exchange just like we are. The Treasury is going to generate money off the exchange just like this is. And I mean off of our transactions, which is going to give more money. Plus, they all have their own dinar. Now, the Treasury has theirs, which they're going to wipe the deficit out with. Believe me, the banks went out and bought their own so they could have money. Just like I told you that the Black Ops all bought their own. They have their own account, and they... And I know this for a fact. They bought dinar to increase their own wealth in there. Everybody's going to benefit. So I think it's going to be different once it happens. The most difficult part will be explaining it to the citizens what happened. So they're going to have to make the banks look brilliant. We were trying to save them. Then they came up with this new idea. I don't know if you guys have seen it, a new way of banking. And it's going to say it saved the banking industry and people spending saved our economy. And once again, we're the only ones that's going to know where it really came from.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Gosh, there was something else. Anyway. The last two things. When I was driving the other day, two people popped into my head. Danny from Dallas and the bus driver lady from Texas. And I swear, I don't know how she can do it, be talking and thinking these questions and driving the bus. So I, my kudos to her for being able to multitask, because I found it a little bit difficult. And as far as the question on how did I get to know Danny, and it's just come from these calls, and I think that the probably one of the magical things that you guys have done is create avenues for relationships through the course of this process. And getting people, and I just want you to say I appreciate that, and just listening, having listened to Danny, and when he's talking to his mom, and he's doing different things, it just you can tell, and I think you've spoken with him personally. Is that right?
Oh yeah, he called me when you know him and Ray was doing their little tit for tat. He just called me.
He called you. Well, you probably want to hang on to your phone number as much as possible. If there were ever to come a time when there was a chance for a personal conversation, I would sure like the opportunity to. Based upon, and I think probably because after I lost my oldest daughter, but she wasn't a young child by any stretch, but your kids are always your kids. It kind of surprises you to that, what that kind of loss is. And so I'd appreciate a chance sometime in the future to have a conversation off the record. And but anyway, Ray, don't fix the chair, because that's the only way I can tell whether it's your chair or your back. And
okay.
So I wouldn't fix it either. As long as it's squeaking, we know it's not you. It's just the chair. So
yes,
have
sir.
A great
yes,
day,
sir.
Gentlemen. And
all right, let me tell you this. Well, one time Ray already gave my number out to everybody in Denard Land and recorded. They told me he gave it out again this morning. So everybody
that's
got it.
That's the number that was
so,
on the recording. They started the recording. I knew it.
I'm sure he can give it to you. That's what I was going to say. You can call me. Sorry.
That won't be on the recording, because I don't think anyway, because it was before the happened. But I was sitting there thinking, I thought, I wonder. And, of course, I didn't have a pen in my hand. I wasn't thinking right as I should have been. But I that's what I thought, too. That's hilarious. Oh, God, leaving you a voicemail. Anyway. All the best, gentlemen, and I look forward to that, being able to retire myself again, and only this time for keeps. And so,
all right.
All the best. Have a great, super fantastic day, and to all the TNTers out there on the board, I am who I am. Have a
all
great
right.
day.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Take care.
All right, Ray, just go ahead and send me his number. I'll call him. Thanks. Okay, who's next?
951 area code. You are on.
Yes, hello. How is everybody?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Super fantastic.
What's
How
up?
Are you?
I'm super fantastic myself, too. So thank you very much. And do I sound okay?
Yes, you do.
All right.
Loud and clear.
All right, cool. Hey, I just wanted to clarify, because I kind of missed at the beginning, that I think I heard you say something throughout the call that there is a very, very, very good chance we won't get out of this month.
There's a very good chance we won't, and that is their goal right now, is to not get out of this month. That's what they're shooting for.
Okay. And of course, just like life, in general, there are no guarantees.
None. especially in this process. No guarantee. And all I can do is tell you what they tell me. That's all I can do. They don't let me make any of the decisions, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said before, if they did let you make the decisions, we wouldn't be here today, would we?
That's right. Believe me, we wouldn't have been here for the last 5 years.
All right. Well, I just wanted to clarify that. So thank you guys for all that you do. And I'm sorry I missed your phone number, Ray. I can call you at midnight. No, I wouldn't do that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Take care. 386 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
I am super fantastic. To the Instagram.
Well, that's good. This is Chief again. I'm in Florida. And, Tony, this is for you. You were saying something about the $500 million Zim.
Yeah.
Can you collaborate on that?
Yes. Somebody sent me one.
I mean, other than that, a few days ago, you were saying that it was on the board and it was very, very high. What do you say to
that? And that's all I wanted to say. All I wanted to say is they're telling us it's high. They're telling us it's going to be higher than the other Zim notes. And it's a ridiculous rate, and I didn't want to repeat it because I don't want everybody going out buying the 500 million note, and then that doesn't happen because, you know, I just didn't want to be part of that, getting it sold out because the rate is ridiculous. I mean, I hope it's true, but if you have them, you have them. If you don't, I didn't want people going out specifically just buying those.
Well, I understand that part, and since somebody gave you one, wouldn't it be nice if it was actually true?
Yeah, it's going to be great if it was actually true.
Well,
I didn't have any. Yeah.
Well, I hope it is for everybody's sake. And you guys have a good afternoon and a good morning. And we'll talk to you again. You have a great day, guys.
All right, thank you, sir. 423 area code. You are on.
Is that this 423?
Yes, it is.
That's me. I just heard the beep. Thank you guys for all the intel you're gathering for us. I think it was a week ago Sunday when you all said that something had been set in the system there in Iraq. Something was triggered, cut on, or whatever. Did we ever hear what that was? Because it never transpired into something for us, and I didn't know what that was. You remember that?
Something was set in the system for
something
Iraq.
Was changed in the system there in Iraq, or it was turned on or whatever, and you were real excited thinking, okay, here we come. You don't remember that?
Well,
Ray, do you
I don't
that?
Know. The only thing I remember maybe is that it was, again, supposed to be international, which they were. But when they went to their training on Saturday, they told them it was supposed to be in the coming days or by Wednesday, exactly what they were told. It was supposed to be international by Wednesday.
I know, but this was a week ago Sunday. This was a week ago Sunday you said that. I can't remember if you tweeted it or if you let me think.
I don't know.
I do remember it, though. You don't remember it? You think I dreamed it and made it up or something? You don't remember
No,
that
you
day?
Probably didn't. But it could have been the cards turned on or, I mean, the latest cards or the money being moved. Because, again, on Saturday, they told them the coins were already at the banks and loaded. So they should be getting those, and they were doing the lower denial. So I don't know.
Have you gotten a confirmation that people are bringing in their lower, their 250s, 500s, 1,000 notes? Are they doing it? Are they responding?
Oh, they're doing it. Yep. They are doing it.
And so when the,
now,
when
I don't know, has, and that's the only thing I think could take so long, guys. I understand they're trying to reduce the number out there, just like they did with the 3-0 notes. And I don't know what their time frame is to get them down enough where they can let the coins go.
So they're not giving them anything for it. They're just turning them in. They're like not getting anything for what they give them.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If they said, hey, bring in $50 so we can get the 20s and 10s out, okay, would you just give the bank your $50?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
And they
but
aren't either.
Give, yeah,
I'm not going to
give
you
them
something for nothing.
But you're saying
okay.
They are giving them the 5, the 10, the 25s, or whatever in exchange for that, and right now it's worth nothing. So is that what's happening?
How
is that
could
process
I?
Really happening?
Listen.
Okay.
How could they be reducing the number out there if they're just replacing one for one?
Yeah.
You
well,
give me
not.
An old
I mean,
250, I give you a new 2, then that's defeating the purpose, isn't it?
Oh, you're saying a new of the same value. They're not giving them, like, $25 for a 25
no.
note.
No. I'm saying they are giving them the lower denominations, is what I am saying. I'm
yeah.
saying it doesn't make sense to give them the same thing. You broadcast it all on TV, put out news articles, and say bring it in so we can reduce the number out here because they're not going to be needed when we have the revaluation. Isn't that what the article said? You won't be needing these, so let's bring them in now and put out what you will need.
Right, which is worthless now, but will amount to something once the revaluation happens. So they're just kind of doing it by faith.
That's right.
Then. Oh, that's amazing.
Well, yeah, because I'm saying, well, it wouldn't have worked for me at all, period. If you
no.
gave me 5s, 10s, and 2s and said, hey, next week or next month, this is going to be good, I'm be saying, give me my money back. Next week and next month is when I'll exchange. Because I'm not
that's
walking around with worthless money when I just gave you good money. I mean, it wouldn't have worked for me. It might be
it
working
work
for them,
me
but
that
it surely wouldn't
so
work for me.
Oh, my
yeah.
Lordy. Okay. Well, if the system's really happening and they're really exchanging it, that is crazy. Unless they're signing something that says it's going to revalue soon and this is going to be worth something, and they promise them that somehow. Instead of just about
paying. They promise them everything. Yes. They've been promising them for 200 years. Nothing has
yeah.
happened. So, you know.
Oh, my Lordy. Well, when we got the other night, Ray sent out that text that people were at the bank late and the parking lot was full and they were being escorted to their cars by security guards. Did we get a confirmation that they were doing an exchange with Dinar?
Nope.
Or anything?
We got just what he sent you.
Okay. So we never got any information on that. Okay. All right. Well, we wait. It's still a big mystery.
Yep.
Okay.
Still
yeah.
Happening.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
It's still happening.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank
all
you.
Right.
Let's hope it happens this month. That's going to be awesome.
All right.
Yep.
Y'all have a great
thanks.
Day. Thank you.
Okay.
You
bye bye. 972 area code. You are on.
Hello, fellas. It's Danny in Dallas.
Me, sir.
Danny in Dallas. Okay.
Yeah.
Big D.
What are you guys talking about me?
No, I just talk about Dallas. I don't talk about Danny. Other people talk about Danny.
Okay. Well, as long as it's not derogatory, that's fine. All right. Well, good information. I'd like the day to be the day. I was just the lady that just talked to you is has been around for a while as well, and I was curious if we should expect the same treatment. It seemed odd to me as Ray sent that out. That they had armed guards escorting them to their vehicles. That just seems strange. Is this just that bank's operation? Did it catch you by surprise as well?
No, I think during the process, they're going to have enough security. And if you want them to walk you to your car, they probably will. But to me, If you're going in and you're doing that and you're coming out and security is walking to your car, that lets anybody know looking there, okay, they got something. They need security. If that's what you guys are concerned about, people spotting you and picking you out, you're making it blatantly obvious if you do that. That's my opinion.
That was my thought as well. I don't know that I would be reluctant since they're taking the steps to protect us. But
hold on a second. Ray,
scanning the horizon to make sure others are not watching, you know?
You could be doing what?
Mm-hmm.
Standing.
I'll be scanning the horizon to make
sure.
Oh,
scanning the horizon.
Get
on me here.
The only other thing I have to report is here in Dallas, as of Sunday morning, with Ray's information that he sent out, several people called appropriate contacts to find out if the price had gone up on the dong. It had not. There are a few dealers in town that have raised their prices slightly, I'd say maybe less than 5%. But you practically got to get on a list if you want it. I always call before I go, and that was the information I was getting back. I'm sure that doesn't cover the whole Dallas area, but we were told that you should expect not to be able to walk off with it. You're going to get on a list, and you'll check back with them when they have it. So that's just the temperature in this part of the country right now, and I'm waiting for it all. Let's get it done. Thank you, fellas.
Sounds like y'all
Thank
doing
you.
The right thing. Buy it all up. Yeah. That's all.
There
Might be
go.
The last chance. Buy it all. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
301 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes. My name is Ada Martin, and this is the first time I've done this, and I've wanted to get as much information as I could to help me through this process. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we hear you.
You can.
Okay. Could you tell me what is the contract rate and how do you get that? I mean, qualify for it.
The contract rate for the dinar is $28.50. You don't have to qualify for it. All you have to do is go into the bank and ask for it. They're going to give it out until all the contract rates have been given out. Then they'll give out the Forex rate.
Okay. Well, I have the Vietnamese dong. I don't have any of the dong.
The process is the exact same. When you go in to do your exchange, you say, I want the contract rate.
Mm-hmm. Now, since I'm new at this, how would I get the 800 numbers?
We're going to tweet out the 800 numbers or a call for the 800 numbers, just like we did for this call today. So you obviously got the tweet for the call today, right?
Well, yes. I don't have a tweet, you know, number. I'm not on online. I just have the phone. You have the phone number.
How did you know we were doing a call right now?
Are they fine?
How did you know we were doing a call right now?
Well, I had been listening to you on the replay line. A friend of mine told me about you. But a friend of mine got me involved with this, and he's deceased now.
Okay,
oh,
but how
okay.
did you know we were doing a call today?
Well, I had called at different times, you know, and listened to your message that you had on mine. So I called back today.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Well, Ray, you have a cell phone?
Do I have a cell phone?
Yeah.
No, I just have the home phone here.
Oh.
Okay. Now my daughter has a cell phone, and my granddaughter.
Do they have Denar? Dawn?
Do I have it?
Are they listening?
Do I have Denar?
Do they have Denar or Dawn?
I have Dawn.
Okay. Ray's going to get your number, and we're going to call you back. I'm going to try and help you through it, okay?
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. 407 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon, Raven. Good morning, Tony.
Good
morning, sir. How are you?
I'm expecting, and this is my season. And how are you all doing?
Great.
Okay.
I'm fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
I just wanted to call. I was the 407 on Friday last week when you were saying, and what I had done is somehow I'd accidentally muted my phone. So here I am trying, talking to you, and all of a sudden I hear you say, well, that obviously 407 doesn't want to talk to us, and you ended the call. But I just wanted to apologize for that error on my part. But the strange thing the lady that just came in, not the one just now, but the one before that had asked you about something that took place a week ago, Sunday or Saturday. I mean, that was the question I had. But, I'm just going to, maybe this will pique your memory or whatever, or trip your memory. You had said something like Iraq had done something internally and they had done it in country, but you didn't go into any detail. And I was just thinking that might have triggered, exactly what it might have been. But I was calling about the same exact question. She stated it in a different way. And I was thinking that maybe, you said they had done something internally, in country. And again, that might not trigger your memory. But that was the exact reason why I was calling, see if you could let the cat out of the bag on that. Because I was thinking when you had said that it had something to do with the fills and the lower denoms. So I was, pretty excited when you said that, and I said, well, there's a reason why you can't say anything more about it. But anyway, but I did want to stay on the call and just tell you what had happened last Friday, that I definitely had wanted to talk to you. It's just that I couldn't because I'd muted myself. Anyway.
Okay.
God bless you. We appreciate everything you do for us each and every day, and God bless you, Reverend. God bless you, Tony, and you all have a wonderful day. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
202 area code. You are on.
Hi.
Yes.
Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You almost figured it out.
They disconnected. Well, they hung up.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. They couldn't
make the DMV
out.
Look bad, too. That was a 202 area code. All right, 443, you're on. 443 area code. Okay, sounds like you're doing something else. So you're off. 214 area code, you're on.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Tony, I have a question for you. Is Iraq are they going to be pegged from the dollar when the RV happens?
Are they going to depeg from the dollar?
Yeah.
They are going with the SDR, which is a couple of different currencies. So, no, they will still be with the dollar along with area in the basket with the other currency. It just won't be the dollar.
Okay. So they're going to be pegged to all of the currencies.
No, there's five of them in the FBR basket that are in there. Yes.
That was my only question today. Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. 631 area code. You are on.
Oop. Okay.
360 area code. You are on.
Hi, is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good day, gentlemen. Afternoon and morning. I was wanting some information on the coins, but I think you already referred to that and don't have any new updates. Is that correct?
No, the coins are at the bank waiting. They have not been released yet. I think when the coins get released is when we're waiting to see the RV. My information is that's when the rate will change, when the coins are released.
So the banks in Iraq are just waiting to do that, their last step, and you don't, as far as you know now, that's just going to be before Monday.
That's the goal, have it done before Monday. But the goal on Saturday was to be international today, which is still before Monday. But that didn't happen. So now their goal is still to have it done before Monday.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Looking for
Bye-bye.
A super fantastic day for all of us. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
501 area code. You are on.
Is it on at the present time?
You are on, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity and privilege to join you in your call today. My question is, where is this thing held up? Is it with the Fed? Is it with the Treasury? Is it with Iraq? Is it with some radical Dem? Is it some Obama holdover that was putting a monkey wrench and all that stuff? Where is the buck? The buck has been passed and passed and passed. Where did the buck stop, please?
I don't know where the buck stops at. If we knew that, we could eliminate everybody else. Everybody has had a part of it. All we know right now is they need to release the coins and change the rate. That's supposed to be happening with Iraq, but it all can't happen without U.S. Treasury giving the go-ahead, which we've heard they've given. So now everything they've been doing this month, since the 15th, we can know that they're dragging out, probably trying to get to the end of the month or as close as they can before they do it. So we are there. I don't know who's going to be the one to do it. I know Iraq has tried it several times over the years, and it didn't go through. So we know they're not the last one, or their word is not the word. Even though 2 months ago, 3 months ago, IMF came out and said they've been released from all the holes and they control their money, we still see they still don't control it. Or now maybe they do, and they're trying to put these final pieces in place, just like they did with the anti-laundering law yesterday, things they came out with. I don't know, but we're there. I wish I could tell you that the Treasury is holding it all up, and when they say go, go, which could be the case, and they still want them to finalize these last little things. But I can't just say that's just it.
Well, if you guys, and I think you guys are in the know as well or better than anybody out there, so if you don't know, that's a sickening feeling, because I think we're all trying to pee up a rope, and the more we pay, the slicker it gets. So anyway, so
well,
we're sitting on another.
Okay. Well, here's a good thing, though. We do know it's moving forward. We do know things are being done. We do know a date and time has been set, another window of opportunity, and everybody's going through that. We know the bank people are being briefed daily that this is real, that it's happening, that they're this close to it. And even with the 800 numbers, they're getting information about who the people are that are going to get them and what to expect when we do. So it is moving forward. Okay?
Well, that's encouraging to
okay.
say this, but you brought up another point there. Who is in charge of issuing the 800 numbers?
The Treasury.
Okay, so the Treasury is there. So the holdup could be with the Treasury, right?
Well, they're not going to issue them until it's ready to go. Yep.
Okay. All right, well, thank you
all
for
right.
your time.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank
you.
Take care. 765 area code, you're on.
Hello, gentlemen. My questions have been answered. I appreciate everything you're doing. Thanks again.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
321
Hello.
Area code, you are on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
This is Lady from Florida.
The lady from Florida?
Yes. How
okay.
are you? I want to thank you
I'm
both
great.
So much for everything you both do for us. Without you, we totally
all
lost.
Right.
So thank you
okay.
so much. I have a question for Ray. Ray,
okay.
I have some elderly family that I would like to pay for their real estate tax. I understand that there is a limit of what you can get. So is it my best bet to use my, whether it's the foundation or the trust, to pay it directly, not write it on their name, but directly into the county that they have to pay it, and pay it just with the information of the home? Would that create a situation for them?
No. If you're going to pay someone's property tax, you can pay it, but you have to pay it with your money. You can't pay it with somebody
yes.
else's money.
No.
But once it goes into
with
a trust,
money,
it belongs to somebody
oh,
else.
Oh, it cannot be the trust.
No, you
it
can't take trust money and
government.
Pay somebody's property taxes, and you can't take foundation money and pay somebody's property taxes. Those don't exist for those purposes. You can take your money and pay somebody's property taxes if that's what you want to do.
I see.
So that
okay,
particular
so you have to
amount
be
of
done
money
from my personal account, and then what would be the effect on my side then?
Nothing. You just paid the tax.
Nothing. Just pay the tax. Even if it's $20,000, because I know the limit of gift is $15,000.
That's not a gift. That's not a gift. You're not giving anyone a gift. You went and paid somebody's
okay.
tax bill.
Okay. So I guess you can do the same as far as paying a mortgage for somebody. Just pay it directly to the bank from your own checking account.
I believe so.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
We're
thank
hoping
you.
For the best.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, both of you.
All righty. Bye-bye. 951 area code. You're on.
Hey, hold on before you start. Hold on, 951. Wait, somebody might want to check into that paying a mortgage. Because I know when people go into foreclosure, they still get taxed on that. Because they're saying you made a profit on it. Even though you didn't get it, they still have to pay the tax on that money. So maybe
well,
the same thing.
Though. Paying off somebody's mortgage is not the same as a foreclosure.
No, but I'm thinking it was as a gift, though. They still looked that they made money off of that. So if somebody else paid off their mortgage, maybe the same way, they have to pay a tax on that property.
No.
So I don't know.
That foreclosure, you're not being taxed on that foreclosure because it's a gift. You're being taxed on that foreclosure because somebody's writing it off. And the government says, well, if somebody's taking a write-off for it, somebody else is going to pay it. And that's why when you get foreclosed, you get a 1099-C cancellation of debt. And then it becomes income that you're taxed on. But not because it was a gift, because it was no gift. You got out from underneath it, but that mortgage company that you stiffed took a write-off for that.
Oh, well, I don't know how
that
works,
but... But yeah, okay. But you're right, though. Still, they can check to make sure. All you do is call the through
I
that
know,
guy.
I know, because I know
800-829-1040.
Charles had to pay on his house. I know that, but anyway. Okay.
Right. But a foreclosure is different than somebody just saying, what's the balance on your house? $35,000. Then they just write a check and pay it off. The mortgage just paid off. See, the mortgage company didn't file anything. They didn't file a claim against it because it was paid. At least that's the way that I understand it.
I know, but I would look at it, the bank or the IRS would look at that. You still just got a house, $35,000 worth, and you made a profit on it. But anyway, I don't know. You got to check it out. I don't know.
No, I tell you what, I'm going to buy a house and get a mortgage on it, and then somebody come in and pay off the mortgage for me, and then I'll let you know, Tony, what happened. If I get taxed on
Well, you don't have to do all that.
We'll
you
do a trial
and
error.
Pay off my house, and I can let you know what happened. Okay?
We'll get to the bottom of it one way or the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
951, what's on your mind?
Hey, I forgot to ask you a very important question. Something I've heard you tweet out, and I've heard you say about Mike before, like on Wednesday Hump Day and stuff like that. But you put something else in your message. Who? Humphrey. Who's Humphrey?
What do you call a camel with no humps?
Humphrey. Okay. I never heard that before.
All right.
All righty. Now my mind's at ease, so thank you very much.
All right. Okay.
Well, I've never seen it before. So.
All right. 301 area code. Talk to us.
Is that me?
Yes,
you?
Ma'am.
Is that... Good morning. Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good morning. I'm super fantastic. How are you?
Great. I'm great. Thank you. I'm blessed. Ray? I guess he doesn't want to tell me. Okay.
We lost Ray. Nope,
okay.
We lost him.
Come on.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to wait or go ahead and ask the question?
No, go ahead and ask the question.
Okay, my question is to you, and I don't think you've answered this before, Tony, and if you have, just tell me you did and we'll be done. With the rates on the currency steady going up in the market and on the bank screen, will the contract rates on the currencies go up as well, or will they stay the same? Like the dinar is $28.50, the dong is between $2, $4, and $6, but I noticed the rates have gone up on the dinar and climbing on the dong. So will those contract rates that they offer change, or will they stay the same regardless of the currencies
you
going
know,
up on the market?
We haven't asked the question. They haven't given it to me. But I would think a contract rate is just that, a contract rate. And I would think that the regular rate will never go as high as the contract rate. Because it was voided out.
Okay. Right.
So I don't see the contract rate change for the dong or the dinar, or I don't see the rate going as high as to match it.
Okay. Well, good. That answers my question. I appreciate all that you and Ray do for us and going the extra mile and keeping us informed. You guys are great, and thanks to your family. And with that, I will mute out.
All right. Thank
you. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
727 area code. You're on.
Hello, Tony and Ray. Thanks
Hello.
For everything you've done.
Can you
hear
me?
Yes, sir. I've got one question. It seems that someone's putting out a rumor that if you cash in your ZIM, it cancels out your rate on your contract rate on your ZINAR.
You're asking us a question based on something you heard from somebody else.
Well, it's Mr.
Is that what I'm...
Yeah, it's
okay,
Mr. Sure,
it doesn't matter who it
like
is. Wait, listen for a second. So you're telling me if I go to the bank and I exchange my $50, then I can't exchange my $100. Right? And I'm saying again, who does that make sense to? And what does one have to do with the other? No, it's nonsense. But go ahead. Ray wanted to tell you something.
No, that was it. I was just making sure I was hearing what I thought I was hearing.
Yeah,
I don't even know where you got it from, but I'll tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't be listening to that person again. That's for
sure. I don't listen to him. It just came across on that weekly summary, Dinar Chronicles or whatever, and I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. That doesn't even make sense.
They don't have anything to do with one another. I mean, they're separate currencies.
That's correct.
Their rates aren't dependent on each other. Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
I want to make sure I get all my contract rates.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Let's wrap this one up. It's Hump Day Wednesday.
What is that? Hump what? Hump free?
Hump Day Wednesday. That says Hump Day Wednesday.
I know. I was trying to get to the hump free part. What?
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. We're still in place. They're still at the bank. They still stay until 11:30 every night until they get it right. That's what they said. So we have an opportunity right now, as of this moment. It could go any time between now and Monday, I'm going to say, because they wanted it completed by then. I didn't say they had to wait till Monday because I don't know that. It could go at any moment. They thought they were going to send us the 800 numbers yesterday. That's what bank personnel were briefed on. It didn't happen. Could be today, could be tomorrow. I don't know. I'm looking for it every day because I'm ready to go. I'm ready for this to be over with, just like everybody else. But what can you do? Go buy some more dong. It's the best opportunity out there. That's what I would say. Sit back, relax, and wait to be rich. Okay, Ray.
All right. It's Wednesday. Time to wrap this one up. Two messages to leave with you. Be prepared to negotiate any rate that is on the screen at exchange time. And pay attention, unless you're willing to pay the price. That's going to do it for us for this Wednesday. We look forward to whatever's going to happen between now and Friday. My excited is excited, and hopefully yours is too, or will be very soon. Keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Make it through it. Oh, I believe. you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Are you ready?
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Recording, press 1. To return to this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.